to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you and your family and your neck of the woods. We have a wonderful program for you today. Today is the day that we focus in on our marriage questions and answers. Marriage questions and answers. And we have a couple of good marriage questions today. The first question that we're dealing with is dealing with in-laws. And that's always... That's always a good question, is how you gonna handle your in-laws. And so this one here says, how do we establish boundaries with our in-laws? How do we establish boundaries from the in-laws? And it's dealing with a husband. The lady said that, you know, that her husband and I, we are constantly arguing about our in-laws and our marriage. There's a lot of stress in our marriage, and we are unable to deal with some other issues. And the lady said she thinks that the problem is a lack of boundaries, that his mom often view me as somebody that she needs to compete with. And she always impose her views on us. And the husband sometimes side with her, with the mom, and it caused conflict in the marriage. And so she want to know how can they establish some boundaries? She think that the problem is that the mama-in-law is really just out of her place. She just done stepped out of her place, and she want to know how can they help in putting her back in her place. It's a real problem for the wife. It don't seem like it's that big of a problem for the husband, but it's a problem, because the wife says they can't even hardly talk about some other issues because this kind of get in the way. But you know, that's something you have to consider when you're getting ready to get married. You have to not only, you know, go and talk with the, you know, court with the husband and court with the wife, you know, your future mate, but you need to spend some time with these, your future in-laws. Take them out to dinner and see what kind of problems you see in dealing with them, you know, get to know them, because you're going to have to deal with them the rest of your life, because this man, he's not going to put away his mom. He's not going to put away his mom. That's his mama. And just like he's not going to ask you to put away your mama. Now, even though the Bible do tell us, the Bible tells us that we must leave our father and our mother, and we must cleave unto our spouse, that we can become one flesh. And like I always tell married couples, there's not going to be no cleaving until there is a leaving. Sometimes you have to put some distance. Sometimes you have to put distance. Like when I got married in Mississippi, but the next day we moved out here to Texas. And so we immediately put some distance between the in-laws. So my in-laws was really no problem for us, because there was, you know, a lot of distance. But if your in-laws, if y'all live in the same city or in the same town, then a lot of times that can be a problem, because they can come over at will. They just come over when they get ready, come over without any invitation, and just drop in at a moment notice. And so those things can be a problem. But you asked, how do you go about setting some boundaries? One of the things that you have to do, I think, from just this little information that I have regarding this problem, is it seems like mom-in-law feel threatened. It feels like there's some insecurity on mom-in-law part. And there may be a little insecurity on your part too. But one of the things that you probably need to do is try to work on your relationship with your mom-in-law. Work on that. Y'all need to work on that. How can you improve? Think of some ways that you can improve your relationship with your mom-in-law. Take a couple of sheets of paper, or take a sheet of paper, and write down the things that you really like about your mom-in-law. Yeah, because see, a lot of time what the devil want to do, the devil want to magnify. He want to put a magnifying glass on the bad, but then he want to put just a little, he want to kind of cover up that which is good, but he want to magnify that which is bad. So write down those things that you like about your mom-in-law. And then once you done wrote those things down, tell her, you know, Mama, I really appreciate how you cook. You know, I wish I could cook like you cook. You are a great cook. I wish I could even clean like you clean. You know, for what is it that you like about your mom-in-law? What do you write it down? If she do a good job in babysitting, I really appreciate you stepping in and babysitting and seeing about the children, because that gives me and, you know, the husband a chance to go out on a date and stuff, and we really appreciate that. So, because see, the mom-in-law, keep in mind, she done had this boy, her son. She gave birth to him, and she thinks she knows what's best for him, and she been babying him for 20-25 years. I don't know how old this man is, but she been babying and stuff, and that's her baby. So you done married her baby. So try to put yourself in mom-in-law's place. Try to put yourself in mama-in-law place. See, a mama think that nobody can ever treat their children like they do. That's how a real mama think. A mama think that can't nobody take my place. That's what she's basically saying, nobody. And so she kind of look at you. She may be feeling like that you are a threat. You trying to take her place. And so you have to reassure her. Try to reassure her that you're not trying to take her place. She will always be, you know, your son, mother. You just the wife. You the wife. And so try to, you know, assure her. Try to assure her. So focus on the good. Focus on the good. And minimize the bad. Minimize the bad. Minimize the bad. And then pray. 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 And in time, God will begin to start loosening those ties. Because it looks like mom-in-law is having a time to just let go. She ain't quite ready yet to let go of her son. And it looked like the son may be having a struggle in letting go. And so you're going to have to really pray that God will loosen those ties, and that he will cut the neighbor cord. He'll cut the apron string. Look like your husband is still tied to the apron and the mama apron. And so we pray that God would cut that. But work on y'all relationship. Work on the relationship. And once you can work on your relationship, and once you are able to talk to your mom-in-law, you know, about, you know, just some good things, then you'll be able to one day bring up this problem area. And really, it should be your husband that bring it up and tell his mama. Now, mama, sister, you know, my wife, she's going to do such and such. And we have decided that the baby is going to have this kind of milk rather than the other kind of milk. Yeah. And so even though mama may think that, well, I raised y'all on this kind of milk. Yeah, that's true, mama. You raised us on that kind of milk. But we're going to have this kind of milk. And so pray that your husband gets some backbone. And he can say some things. As a matter of fact, you may even have to plant a seed to your husband and tell your husband what needs to be said. But you don't say it. You let him say it. You let him go and tell mama and have that discussion. So if mama is trying to tell you what, you know, kind of milk the babies ought to be drinking, then you tell mama, no, the baby's going to drink this kind of milk. Mama could be trying to say, hey, the kids ought to be wearing this here. And say, yeah, mama, we wore that in my day, but we're not, my kid's not going to wear that. And so he just need to go ahead and stand and tell his mom, you know, what need to be told. Yeah. And so pray that your husband will do that. But at the same time, let your husband know that you really don't have a problem with his mom. You love his mama. And so you got to focus on those things that you love about the mama. Because soon as he try to talk to her, the mama may even make me, well, she don't like me, this and that and that and that. She don't, you know, your wife don't like me. She don't appreciate me. She do this, that. So that's why the wife, you're going to have to let your husband know, now, I like your mama. Your mama, she do this good. She clean. She's a good cook. She do this. And so name those things. Name it. Name it. That way when mama start coming and coming back on the her son and saying, no, your wife don't like me. He could say, yeah, she just told me the other day, she appreciate how you do this and she appreciate how you do that. So I think that the husband is going to be critical in resolving this problem with the mother-in-law. And we just pray that God would work through him where he can tell her that. And then eventually, you can tell her. Eventually, over time, once y'all improve your relationship, you'll be able to tell her, you know, what. Particularly once she see that you know what you're doing. Once she see you know what you're doing, then she'll be a lot more comfortable. But starting out, I don't know how long y'all been married, but starting out, this is a common problem. A lot of the in-laws think they know more than their children, and they're going to try to tell y'all. So understand your role. Understand they still look at y'all like children. And in mom-in-law mind, you her daughter-in-law. You not her mother-in-law. She's looking at you like you a little girl, and she's a grown woman. And she think that she know more. And so be patient. Be patient. It takes some time for that adjustment to take place. But I believe that if you talk to your husband and y'all sit down and you kind of tell him some things to say, because he may not know how to talk to his mom. He may not know how to communicate. Mom, you're going to have to bag up. He don't know how to put mom in a place. And so you're going to have to help him. You're going to have to help him to put the mom in her place. All right, let me go on to the next question. The next question is dealing with an alcoholic issue. My spouse has started drinking, and I didn't sign up for this. What should I do? And so we have here a wife that has a drinking problem, and she agreed to go to some counseling, and they started counseling, but she don't want to go to counseling no more. And the husband, you can tell he's getting frustrated, and he's wanting to know what should he do, because, you know, he said he didn't sign up for this. He didn't sign up for this. And we are seeing this more and more. A lot more ladies today are getting involved in alcohol. That's because when you watch television today, you see a lot of ladies today drinking alcohol, a lot of beer commercials. It used to be 20 years ago, all you saw on a beer commercial was the men's drinking the beer. Men's drinking the beer. The ladies would be coming over, but you didn't see the ladies holding a beer can. But today you see ladies drinking the beer. You see ladies holding the beer cans and stuff like that. So you see a lot of ladies today drinking. And so she's a product of our society. And then a lot of times, I don't know how she got hooked, but a lot of times some people come from an alcoholic family, and all it takes is one drink, and the next thing you know, they hooked for life. And so they got this addiction. And this lady here, she got this addiction. But I don't want you to give up, brother. Don't give up on your wife. Don't give up on your wife. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. There's some things that you need to do. Number one, and this is always at the top of the list, and that's prayer. and I'm pretty sure you already is praying for, but keep on praying. Keep on praying, because all things are possible to him that believe. The Bible says, if we got faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can speak to this mountain and say, move from here to yonder place, and it will obey us. And so that mountain in your life is this alcoholism, this drinking problem. That's a mountain. It seemed to be too big and too heavy, but it's too big and too heavy for man, but it's not too big and too heavy for God. So be encouraged and pray. Another thing that you need to do, you need to read the scriptures. You need to stay in the scripture, because it seems like you're ready to give up. And so you got to feed your spirit, because, see, you in for a fight. You're in for a fight. The devil is got your wife. The devil got her. Now, you going to let the devil have your wife? No. You need to get ready for a fight. You need to get ready for a fight. So arm yourself with the Word of God. Get in the Bible. Read the Bible. Read the Bible daily. Feed your spirit. Feed your spirit. Because the scripture says faith come by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So make sure you read the Word, and then make sure that you're listening to the Word of God. Whether you're listening to the Bible on tape, or you're getting some sermons, some good gospel preaching, or you're listening to some good gospel singing. Because it looked like your faith is getting weak. And so you need to strengthen your faith. And like I said, faith come by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And then allow others to serve you and to come in here and help you. Don't try to fight this all by yourself, because you'll end up getting depressed. And so that's when I'm more worried about you than I am about your wife. Because see, if you got the faith for this fight, then you can win this battle. You can win this battle, and you can win your wife back from the clutches of the devil. So you can't give up. Matter of fact, she's watching you. Your wife is a reactor. So she's watching you. And so if she see that you about ready to throw in the towel, that's just making her feel more depressed. And that's just driving her to drink more and more. You gotta speak life back into your wife. Communicate to your wife unconditional love. Let her know, baby, I love you. Yeah, I love you. I don't love your sin, because this is a sin, but I love you. And we gonna fight this thing together. We're going to fight this thing together. And you want to show affection to your wife. Don't draw back from your wife and ditch your wife. You got to love your wife. See, that's what Jesus did to us, didn't he? He loved us back. It's just like a sheep that had gone astray. The Bible says all of us was like sheep. We had gone astray. But God laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. And so you got to lighten the load for your wife. Whatever she's going through, you jump in there and lighten the load. And make sure that she know that you love her in spite of her sin. And then try to encourage her to go back and get some help. Now, the counselor that she may have been going to, that counselor in her mind may not been helping her. So you may have to go to another counselor. And she may need to go to see a person that specializes in deliverance. There are some prayer counselors out there that you can take your wife to, and they can pray, and they can get them demons, because your wife could have some demons in her, and they can pray and get those demons out of her. Because see, the thing about demons often travel the road of sin. Wherever sin is at, that's where demons travel. Demons travel up and down the road of sin. And so, since your wife done got in sin, chances are she done got some demons in her. I used to work down at the Gospel Mission, and most of those men that had drug problems or alcoholic problems, they also had a demon possession problem. And so you may have to take your wife to a person that specializes in prayer deliverance. I done had to take some people to some ministries. I know two ministries that specialize in exorcism. But they don't necessarily call it exorcism. They just call it prayer deliverance, to be prayed for, because that's what they did. They prayed and they got them demons out of that the lady that I took over there to them. And so that's what your wife need. She need somebody that can help her professionally and spiritually. So don't give up on her. Don't give up on her. Hang in there. Hang in there. You take care of yourself, and trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.